internet. People are listening. Don't tell anybody. I don't know. I got nothing.
You got nothing either. Oh, I don't know if Bridget's going to be here or not. She was tied up. Not literally, but.
Maybe she was.
Well, she was at the. She was getting her concealed carry license renewed, so bureaucratically tied up, I guess. And watch people drop offline.
28 online, 26 online, 23 online. Oh, damn it, you bastards!
Oh, by the way, Radis, you're hitting it out of the fucking park.
I think we have a. Well, no, not yet. I thought we had a Brita, but I guess not. Oh well, we'll see. Yeah, I love the Radis posters were awesome on the and actually the Tonight on Squirrel Report post, I used a picture from Radis, the free candy van.
Yeah, with the free candy that is actually there. Like I said, that's what happens when you read it on your phone. You know, because like to me it just looked like a little yellow squiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I put up a different one on my post and yeah, it was the 3D rendered squirrel, which is
I like that.
Extremely creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy.
And I mean that in the best way possible.
You're kidding? I put a bullet through my monitor.
It's that uncanny valley creepy. It's like, you know, yeah, creepy. So anyway, this is a show, okay?
Feel like you don't have Brita, so you don't have someone to moderate.
I feel like I ought to have a hockey stick or something. And
so, you know. So what's going to happen is Alan's gonna tie a leather strap around Jay and my hands. We're both going to draw our knives.
That's right. We're going to play.
And then you're going to do the. Was that Eddie Van Halen who did the? Did the guitar?
Yes, it was.
That was Eddie Van Halen. Yeah, do the Eddie Van Halen guitar solo.
Eddie Van Hagar.
Who was it that did
Comfortable Slacks?
Oh goodness, that actually came out before you were born, didn't it? Weird.
Nope.
He was in preschool. But...
We'll play Rita Moreno from the West Side Story.
What year did Beat It come out? Was that 84?
83, I think.
83? Okay, I was in preschool. I remember I used to make my dad rent Thriller from the video store.
Oh, good.
You like the zombies.
I did like the zombies. I like the zombies.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1982.
Oh, well.
That was back when Michael Jackson was black.
Yeah. In that case, I was probably still filling my britches.
I'm not sure Michael Jackson was ever actually black.
Little Michael was pretty dark. He was at least Obama dark.
Oh, he had the Jerry curls too.
Yeah, they all did.
And actually, in Beat It, he was still very, very. Because I remember holding up my album for Beat It and my album for Bad and going, wow. You know, like it just kind of creeped up on us. We didn't quite see it quite like that. And then I went, oh wow, there's a lot of difference between
the did you own a glove?
I did. I sure did.
You had a jacket too.
I did not have the jacket, but I sure as fuck had the glove.
Wow.
It came with one of those like piece of shit microphones that's supposed to transmit to radios.
Oh no. Oh god.
Oh man.
Mr. Microphone.
Children. You know, it's actually kind of a shame you don't have like amnesia of your childhood, because damn. Or maybe it's a good thing. I don't know.
Well, we were just fucking around in the lab. We were taking down some animals, and so that gets it's repetitive gory work, and so the humor gets very, very black, very, very fast. And I remember yelling at someone saying, you know, no, you didn't say. They asked me, they did something, and I'm like, no, you didn't say, Mother, may I? And I realized oh my God, kids back then actually had to play Mother May I because they didn't have fucking, you know, iPhones.
No, they didn't have iPhones. They didn't have internet. They didn't have cable. They didn't have anything.
Yeah. Playing Mother May I just means you are bored to tears.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I remember when we made our own entertainment. Oh, wait a minute. Let me.
My mom used to cut holes in our pockets so we'd have something to play with.
Let me. Put myself in 1925 mode.
What back was that? That you're,
back in the old days, we had to. We didn't have the internets.
You didn't have electricity.
We, no. We,
that fucking Victor stealing from Edison.
Asshole.
This is the worst show ever. Let's start talking about some topics, please.
Yeah, let's move on to the topic, shall we?
Well, I guess the first thing is, oh, you know what? First off, how about we do this?
How about that?
Yes.
Woohoo! And it's Thursday, April 25th, 2013, time for the Squirrel Report. From 1927. That's the fun things you can do with a soundboard.
You got the way cool music, man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, NRA next week.
Hells yeah.
Woohoo!
It's the 10-day forecast at this point says low 70s for Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
So... And clear. Cool. It's supposed to rain like Wednesday and Thursday, but it's supposed to be sunny and clear Friday and Saturday.
Oh, awesome. We're going to have great weather for making fun of hippies.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
Are they going to bust them in from Austin? Because that would be so cool.
I think Houston has enough hippies of its own.
Oh.
There's a hippie contingent in Houston.
Awesome.
And by hippies, you mean drug dealers.
I don't know what the hell they are.
Yeah, but
you know what? There's enough people in. There's millions of people that live in Houston. I'm sure there's enough hippies that, you know, even if the hippie ratio was like, you know, 0.5%, there's still a gazillion of them.
I have noticed a large number of dead goblin counts coming out of Houston recently. So I'm just hoping you're clearing it out for us.
Well, you know, we're trying to leave something.
You leave some. I'm coming down with my carry permit. Come on.
Don't do that. Fucking ammo's expensive. I'm really gonna have to think strong. Is like one of those. You know what, buddy? I'm looking at you, and you're definitely not my. You definitely don't meet the size limit. So I'm definitely gonna have to beat you to death.
I did hear all the New Orleans Katrina refugees were looking for some other city to be in for the weekend.
It's 70,000 armed people.
Yeah, converging on one city. Yes, like in Charlotte, the crime rate will drop.
It sure did. Did they say anything about Pittsburgh? Because that is a fucking bomb.
I never heard anything from Pittsburgh.
I can't imagine that place is generally a nice place to be after dark, except when we were there.
Well, Pittsburgh's not as bad as Philadelphia, so.
Yeah. I remember getting followed back to the parking garage.
Yep.
That was very interesting.
Sure was.
Especially when he saw Chance's Glock and my .357 Magnum. It's like, oh, Higgs, he's right. Took off at a pace that would make Jesse Owens go, damn!
Oops. Hey, we already have a caller.
Awesome.
This is from Des Moines, Washington, which I never heard of. So let's see.
It means some of these moines.
Yeah. Area code 253.
253.
Hello. You're on the Squirrel Report. Hello?
It's me?
It is.
Greetings, caller.
Oh, it's MDev, but I'm calling from work.
Oh, wow.
No, you work in Des Moines? That's a hell of a commute, dude.
It says Des Moines, Washington. I didn't know there was a Des Moines, Washington.
There is. That's not where I'm calling from, but there is a Des Moines, Washington.
Well, apparently the phone company thinks that's where you're calling from. So.
Well, the phone company can think what they need to. I only have a quick minute, so I was actually calling in on topic.
Okay. Ooh, a topic. Wow, no on way. Topic. Go ahead.
So I'm probably more forgiving of the police state than I should be, but my line at this point is my front door.
Ah, the call-in topic.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Okay.
I'm a caller, right? Oh,
well, you know.
This is called being good radio, but just not doing it right.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, our calling topic is what is your line in the sand?
I'm calling in. I said I was on topic. Yep. That means to call in.
No, so it's your front door. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is you're not coming in unless you have a warrant. And I will be more than glad to have a polite conversation in my driveway.
Oh, fail.
Or, you know. Well, I know, and I understand that. And this is where I'm saying where maybe I'm more trusting than I should be. You know what I mean? I understand that. And, yes, I know people that have been burned by it. And, you know, I would love to say, you know, screw you all. Nobody comes within 500 yards of me. But I'm not there yet. But then I see, you know, credible pictures of guys with actual assault weapons, not the bullshit that we get called, pointing, you know, firearms at civilian windows three stories up.
Yeah.
And that makes me start to reconsider because, you know, this is the interesting trap we're in. In general, if you're on my property and you're pointing a firearm at my window, there's going to be one back at you. But somehow we as society have decided that certain people get exempted from that. And I don't know how I feel about that because, I mean, okay, here's my only, my real fear, and maybe this shoots my own argument in the foot. If I was any sort of criminal and I owned a pair of black BDUs, I could get away with just about anything in Boston that day because there were so many agencies and so many different uniforms, and you know what I mean? I'm sure everybody there didn't know the, you know what I mean? Just, oh, those must be the guys from the whatever team. You know what I mean? I mean, my local sheriff's department has three variations on uniforms. Never mind when you've got, you know, every agency within 100 miles there.
Right.
You know, so if I wanted to start walking through and looting people, I could, because it would look not too different than what's happening.
And even in non-times of emergency, there's absolutely been instances of that where people have gone to ye old uniform store and bought something that looks kind of sort of like a police uniform, and went either and knocked on people's door and started questioning, and as soon as they saw an opening, they kicked the door down, or they just kicked the door down straight up and yelled police, 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 and when the people surrendered, they raped them and took their shit.
Okay, I'll take it a step farther. I used to work in armed security, and 50 to 75% of the people that I dealt with couldn't tell that I was private security. You know, because I had a uniform that was navy blue, and I had a Glock on my hip. So that's generally about as far as most people go.
Yeah.
You know, my patch is security and blah, 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 but...
Well, how many times do are people open carrying, and the first question somebody asks is, are you a cop?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it was funny because I actually ran into this not too long ago. I was in a grocery store, and it was in I'll call it a hippie-ish area of town. And the guy in front of me was... I'll call it concealed carrying, but half of his holster was hanging out the bottom of his shirt, you know. And as we were kind of walking towards the end of the check stand, I just kind of quietly said to him, I was like, hey, dude, in case you care, your holsters are showing. You know, because open carry is legal, but, you know, if you're open carrying, you should probably do it intentionally.
Yeah, and half-assed is never good.
Yeah, exactly. And he goes, oh, no, this is my uniform. And I just kind of left it at that. And whatever, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But, you know, it's one of these, there's so many variations. There's so many, people don't know what the hell they're looking at, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I guess as of right now, I'm still naive enough to say my policy is my front door. But, you know, I think a lot of this is case by case. I'll tell you one thing, though, and I'd love to hear Jay and Weird's opinion on this. How many Massachusetts citizens suddenly discovered what pain in the ass it is to buy a gun in Massachusetts after this whole incident?
Not enough.
I mean, I could just imagine people walking into Cabela's or Bass Pro's or whatever and go, I need a fucking rifle. And then they say, okay, well, where's your papers? You know, but I don't know. I mean, maybe people are aware of what a pain in the ass it is.
I'm actually a little bit more optimistic than Jay on this because our licensing system has been swamped. I remember I put in my final little jump through the hoop for my license just before I was hopping on a fishing boat, and it was one of those things of fuck it, I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks, so you know whatever, let them take as much time as they want. And pretty much, you know, my wife said when I got back, I got a call almost exactly at like the 30-day mark, which is when they were supposed to call me by law. And when I moved to a town that actually respects my rights, it took about the same time. And the last time I renewed my license, it took fucking forever. So
yeah, I mean my favorite story up here in Washington was when I moved to Washington and applied for my CHL up here. You know, I go down to the sheriff's office, do fingerprints, all that. And you know, I said, "Oh, how long is this going to take?" And they go, "Oh, it could be a week, 2 weeks." And I said, oh, darn, I thought I could, you know, kind of do this the same day or something. And I got home, you know, the next day, my permit was in the mail, which means it went in the mail the same day that I, you know, visited their office. So I thought that was kind of cool. But my wife, when she did hers, her took, I think, 78 days.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's just...
My town is probably one of the more gun friendly towns. I mean, it's probably as gun friendly as any other gun friendly town in Massachusetts.
Not like mine.
Well, yeah. but it's one of those. It's taken a lot longer, and that's not because they're being dicks and dragging their feet and, you know, fucking with me. It's just they're not hiring any new staff, and they're just swamped.
You know, it's funny because I hear everybody saying, "Oh, they're just swamped," but I have a feeling that if these were driver's licenses, they'd be busting in temporary workers.
Oh, I mean, they're swamped, and they're not getting any relief. I mean, it's
you haven't been to a DMV recently, have you, MDev?
No, but you know what? I do have to go this week to get my motorcycle endorsement, so that should be.
Oh, good for you!
Yeah, you'll learn the meaning of sequester.
I'm taking my class on Monday and Tuesday. So.
Excellent. Motorcycle Safety Foundation.
Yeah, they're accredited by NSF. It's actually excellent. A state excellent. Whatever affiliate of it, but
yeah
it's. I'm doing it so my wife gave me the okay, and it dropped my insurance rate.
Excellent. What you buying?
That was the... What?
What you buying? Ninja?
Oh, you know what? So I was actually given a Honda Rebel 250.
Sweet!
But the same person who gave it to me just bought a Harley Sportster 1200, so her Sportster 883 is theoretically for sale. So maybe if I get my wheels underneath me at 83, hey, you know.
MDev, you know what they call those?
Starter bikes?
No. Piglets.
Piglets?
Oh.
It's not a hog. It's a piglet.
883 is not a bad.
You know
bike.
What?
No, it's not a
it
bad. It's
Harley Davidson.
You know, I've spent a lot of time riding an 883, and they're actually compared to all the other bikes, they're pretty big. They're just small for Harleys.
Right. Right.
You knock one over and try to pick it up and see how big it is.
Yeah,
but they still call them piglets.
The Honda weighs 304 pounds. The 883, I think, is 600 and something. It's an upgrade, and you know,
as long as it's not an AMF.
No. Yeah. And whatever those crazy motorcycles that Michael Bain rides, what's it, a Norris or Normandy or something? Newman, Norris, I don't remember. Something that supposedly there's people.
Yeah,
but Michael Bain loves them.
Yeah, I don't know. We're way off topic here.
Anyway, well, yeah, see, I started on topic. I complained about being on topic, and I just bragged this into the phone. So, I'm going to go back to work.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. This hit tonight on Motorcycle Weekly.
Don't ride motorcycles. Those are dangerous.
They're dangerous.
Donor cycles.
I've ridden a motorcycle while open carrying in 1911.
Hey, Jay, did you know the hammer is back on your 1911?
So anyway, our call-in topic before, you know, since somebody's already called in, you know, given the non-martial law imposed on Boston, which is one of our other topics, you know, they were, you know, basically warrantless, you know, people, cops coming in your house and going, you know, I don't know what the hell they were doing, you know, respecting, you know, getting their authority respected and knocking on doors and having people run out, pointing guns at them and all kinds of stuff. So,
I gotta say, when this all first went down, I heard a lot of stories, and I gotta say, I gotta assume that most of them are true. That most of the cops were knocking on the door and politely saying, you know, are you the only one in here? Do you mind if we have a look? And if the people turned around and said, nah, I'm pretty sure I'm fine with you not having a look. I know my house, and I know no one's in here, so you guys stay out there. And they said that's fine, and then they, you know, they moved on. But yeah, no, when I saw the video that pretty much everybody posted of the cops pretty much showing up at the door with their rifles drawn, they grabbed the guy and like took him out and frisked him and went in there, and then they went and swept the house and pretty much tossed everybody out on the sidewalk while they ran around inside the people's house. It's one of those, yeah, there was no probable cause, and there was definitely no warrant. There was definitely no, you know, consent given. And given that, you know, I was sitting at home with my FAL across my lap watching the news, if I heard some, you know, I obviously wasn't in the lockdown area, so it's a little bit different, but if I heard some pounding on my door, I wasn't just going to automatically say, well, that's probably the boys in blue.
Yeah.
I would have showed up with a rifle, and if they were in the mood to do the grab me and, you know, grab me and drag me out and all of that, and I had a rifle on me, I'd be pretty amazed if I didn't catch a little bit of lead. And actually, I could segue that into the other topic, is that...
can I have your FAL if that happens?
Yes.
You can have it if you can get it back from the cops.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that'll get lost from an evidence locker.
No, I'll bring donuts.
So anyway, that's our call-in topic. What's your line? I mean, would you, the cops knock on your door? What are you going to do? Let's say they are somewhat polite, but they're heavily armed, and they're like, you know, we want to come in and search your house.
Nope.
Do you let them? Or do you stand on principle and say no, knowing that you could be one of those people dragged out by the scruff of your neck with guns pointed at you?
I don't stand on principle. I'm just one of those. I have not read the 18 phone books worth of laws, and I certainly don't have them committed to heart. So I don't know if I've got, you know, I've got a violation here, there, or anywhere. And if they're doing, you know, searches in that fashion, I have no idea if they're going to be, you know, if.
Well, not only that, but like the guy in that famous video said, where he tells you like for 45 minutes not to talk to the police. You've seen that video. Everybody
absolutely
has. And then the cop shows up and goes, yeah, everything he said. You know,
I was so surprised by that.
You don't have to be guilty of anything. You can be completely innocent. And if they decide to hang something on you, they'll do it.
Or a better statement is, if a cop is talking to you,
right,
no matter what the reason,
yes,
you are a suspect. He is building a case.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you said somebody broke into my house, you're immediately a suspect for staging a robbery.
That's right.
You may not fit it very well, and they may just go, yeah, no, this person's more than likely telling the truth.
Yep.
Or they could suddenly decide, no, this person's full of shit, and I'm gonna arrest them and see what goes down. So overall, you know, even if you call the cops, it's really not a good idea to talk to them any more than you have to.
Yep. And we have another caller. Area code 352. Hello.
That's me. It's Radis.
Hey, Radis. Great.
Radis. Great posters, dude.
The poster maestro.
Yeah. Email me if you want any more.
Yes.
I do. I will do reasonable requests.
We always want more.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I will do reasonable requests. So.
Will you do unreasonable requests?
We're unreasonable people.
Yeah, I want non-Euclidean squirrels.
We want.
Can you do something with an M.C. Escher theme?
Yeah, we want something irrational. We're not. This is not a reasonable outfit here.
Well, I can do it rational, but I'm just one guy with a computer. I'm not Pixar, so.
Oh.
I have under.
Can you please do Incredibles 2 for Christ's sake?
Oh, wait, you're not. He's not
working
Pixar.
On it.
Damn it.
No, not Pixar, no.
I have a good authority that you are Pixar.
No, he's
being incredible.
Someone on the internet told me.
So tell us about this Star Wars thing that y'all are doing. Because we want the squirrel in the picture. We need Darth Squirrel Report.
Luke, I am your squirrel.
Let's see. It was a pain in the ass getting the hat on the squirrel. Don't ask me for any Star Wars clothes. No, I'm not dressing the squirrel.
Damn it.
Oh, now I completely forgot what I was going to say. But, no, it's just,
yes!
No. If the cops, you absolutely have to, refuse to allow a search, because that way you can, because if you consent, they can, you can't get anything tossed if you consent,
right?
Or even if you say that. You
well,
consented,
yeah, refusing a search doesn't mean that the stuff will necessarily get tossed, but allowing
but
it
still,
damn sure means it won't get tossed.
Yeah, you still can't. They can't argue at all.
Right.
You know, if you consent to anything, if they find anything that they think.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Never consent. Never, ever, ever.
Never consent to anything. And, but, at least regarding police, but.
Yeah, I always consent to that other thing. as often as I can.
Weird is the original consenting adult. Well, probably not the original, but
yeah, definitely not.
No,
we were talking about beat it being when I was in high school.
Oh, well, thanks for all the posters and awesome pictures, Radis.
No problem.
We enjoy them all the time.
Yes, and if you have a request, just email me. I'll see what I can do.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
So.
Thanks for calling.
Oh. No problem.
Bye. And we got another caller.
Sweet.
It's people are calling. That number, if you want to call in and talk about cops or, I guess, motorcycles or whatever else.
Or motorcycle cops.
Yeah. 214-530-0036. And this is Boar Patch.
No way.
Hey, Alan. How are you doing?
I know that, dude.
I'm all right. How are you? Are you in Houston right now?
No, I'm not in Houston. Oh. And I missed going to the battleship, Texas.
Oh, shit.
While I was there, which is a mess.
Yeah.
So,
are you in Texarkana?
You and I have to go back there after having, like, four martinis each. Just because that would be fun.
On the drunk on the battleship. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you'll think the war is going on.
if anybody is coming to Texas, try to make time to go see the battleship and the San Jacinto Monument. They're in the same place. It is the tallest freestanding monument in the world, I believe.
Is it pronounced San Jacinto or San Jacinto?
San Jacinto.
Okay.
You get punched in the head if you call it San Jacinto.
It's San Jacinto.
Yeah. It's
everyone will know you're a Yankee.
It's Spanish. So, but yeah, the Texas, actually they completely reconditioned it some years ago because it was getting pretty decrepit at one point. But they spent a shitload of money on it was all private donations too, I believe. And they totally redid it, and it's very nice.
If you wanna go... just say that if Texas ever secedes from the Union, do they have a battleship?
Yes. It's not much. It ain't going to go anywhere under its own power.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The New York Times will need to change its underwear.
Yeah, I think it is the flagship of the Texas Navy. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. I think I read that somewhere.
Governor New Hampshire once wanted nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Well, they do. There's a plant in Texas that.
The myth was Kevin Baker's out there now. It's like
yes,
could have gone out.
He is in Houston.
Anyway, I was calling for two things. Right.
Cool.
The first one is I just wanted to point out that these crazy marathon bombers had tried to blow up a marathon in Kennesaw, Georgia. They would have gotten shot down in the street by an armed populace that's required to carry guns. I'll just leave it at that. The other thing is, just for Jay, come on, dude. I'm talking about, like, riding a bike to work in a suit with a necktie going over my shoulder, and it's like, you want me to ride like some little 90cc dirt bike and lose all my cred? I mean,
650cc, my friend.
Recommend something manly is what I'm asking here in the chat.
So the Scooter Report recommends the Vespa motorcycle.
The Vespa.
Hey, scooters are fun. All right.
Scooters are like fat chicks. They're fun to ride, but you don't want your friends to see you on one.
Any guy riding a scooter in a suit, all right, and this is where I need to say, my kids who are like in college and junior and high school have this new game that they play, which is gay or douchebag. And so the guy in the suit riding the Vespa down the street, that's a perfect opportunity to play the game, right?
Hey, if it's got a whole bunch of Moon Record ska stickers all over it, it's just a rude boy. He still thinks the 90s are around.
I had a coexistence
and a skinny tie
on that, then I might get carjacked by some Chechen rebel kind of terror. Just saying.
You might.
Poor Patch. I'm posting.
I'm calling it to be difficult, and Alan kind of let me on the air. So, thanks.
Poor Patch. I'm posting a picture for you. All right, here you go. Here's your new wheels.
Oh no.
It's a paste from hell. Sorry about that.
Redirect notice.
It's probably a link to something that will download malware.
Ooh, the deluxe soft tail? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, it's a sweet looking bike. Sorry, I didn't realize it popped up ads.
All right. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
It's a hot looking bike.
I don't know how to make the ads go away.
I always, AdBlock makes them go away.
I have AdBlock.
I'll hit the little X. Working. Oh, there, it went away. The little X on your browser makes them go away. It also makes the link go away.
That's yeah, yes, it does.
Oh, hey, thanks for calling, Boar Patch.
Jay, the picture that you posted of the Harley needs to have a scabbard so I can take my, like, leaf.
We're going to have a 1942 right, hey, WLA for that.
All right. Bye.
All right. Now we're bike geeking.
Yeah. I always wanted a Heritage Classic soft tail with that great big fat headlight on the front.
Yeah. And the big springs.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And we got another caller.
What was that one that had the Viper engine that had
area
the had
code
wheels on it?
956.
Dodge Tomahawk.
The Tomahawk, yeah.
Hey, we have a caller.
Caller!
956, hello.
Hey, Alan, it's Ken. How you doing?
Hey, Ken.
Ken!
Are you actually in Brownsville? Because...
No, I'm still in Corpus, but one of the benefits sitting on the board of the family business is I get a phone.
Oh, okay then.
That's like the only benefit.
There you go.
I'll take free phones. But no, you know, here in Corpus, it's amazing. If you call the police on a drunk on the freeway, they drive away from the freeway. You can just see police cars. Well, on the service road.
Yeah, they don't want to get run into.
Oh, dude!
No, they don't want to puke into the back of the car. They don't want to do paperwork.
Ken, use that to your advantage.
Yeah, no shit.
You call in drunks and then you just put the hammer down, man.
No, he's saying you call in drugs and then just and then just put the, you know, stomp on it because you know there's not going to be any cops.
I'm on 610 and there's a guy weaving all over the road. You know they're not going to be anywhere. 610 mile marker 73. Yeah. You know they're not gonna be anywhere near there.
That was an old girlfriend of mine's father told me about. He grew up in a small town in central Maine. And he talked about, like, if they were ever going to raise some hell, they always had one of their buddies run across town to throw a brick through a window.
Oh.
And so the two cops that were on duty that night would go there to figure out who threw the brick through the window, and they'd go do whatever the hell they were going to go do.
Well, there you go.
Well, you need a decoy.
But, you know, on that whole Fourth Amendment and the cops and all those good things.
Yes.
Dateline. Let's see. Rancho Viejo, Texas, right outside of Brownsville, where the country club is. It's also where the 10,000-square-foot plus houses are, and the folks with some money down there live. The home alarm went off. The police department there at the country club said it is its own little community. Arrived on the scene. I pumped 35 9mm through the front gate.
E.
At the dogs.
Oh. Great.
Amazingly, no dogs were injured, nor were any people in the home.
What the hell?
I'm like, how do you miss the dog at the gate barking at your ass? Rottweiler. I mean, it's not like it's a little dog.
Damn. I think somebody...
This is why I have faith. You know, we're talking about drawing a line. This is why I have faith. They can't shoot.
Well, you know, it depends on how many are there because, you know... If it's one or two, you might not have anything to worry about. But if it's seven or eight, there might be enough lead in the air flying that you might get hit accidentally.
Well, lucky BB.
Yeah. You know, the notoriously bad New York hit ratios of, what, 17% at 7 yards or something like that, you know. That's still like one in five, right? You could.
The all-time greatest story out of New York is the armed robber and the police officer ended up in the elevator together. They exchanged 34 rounds in an enclosed elevator. No one was hit.
No one got hit. Yeah,
Jesus,
I've heard that story.
I'm not that bad.
I mean, I have a mental image of this guy kind of doing the, you know. we'll see what happens. Sam and I may fly down there and crash y'all's party. We'll just see.
Oh, that'd be great.
Love that, man.
We'll see where work and her work puts us. They keep telling her, you can come back the 24th. No, you can come back the 6th of March. No, you can come back for the 6th of May. So they keep pushing her back, so we might actually get to get out and drive down there and at least, you know, crash y'all for dessert or something.
That'd be great. Well, I hope you can.
Right. Oh, and
sleep on Alan's
couch. For the uneducated, if you're a Houston native, it's San Jack or San Jacinto. Kind of like over in Austin, there's a street, Manchac. But the actual proper pronunciation is San Jacinto.
All right, then.
All right, catch you later, brother.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
All right.
Well, there you go. It's Mexican. Or Spanish, as they would say.
Texican.
No, actually, that was Mexican. 214-530-0036. You know, we kind of danced around the whole Boston thing. And, you know, the thing that bothered me...
Do you really
well,
want me to go full Wookiee?
No. Two things really bothered me about the whole Boston thing. One was the... You know, first off, they went through all this bullshit and couldn't even find the guy. Okay? Let us not forget, the cops did not find the guy. All this right. Martial law, all this martial law, which, as I said in the post, you know, the show post, kind of reminded me of the tank at Waco blaring out, this is not an assault, as it knocks down the walls.
We are your friends. We come in peace. Yeah. Act.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they went through all this stuff, shut down the damn city for the day. You know, I don't think anybody's managed to count up how much money that cost.
Several hundred million dollars.
Yeah, at least.
I'm betting my employer is going to start counting because it just turned down that they just issued a retraction that, no, they're not going to treat this like a severe weather report.
Ooh.
No, it was definitely an ugly sort of day. It was one of those, we're all sitting around going, we have work to do. We want to come in.
Right.
And they're like, no, stay where you are. You know, that's going on. And we're getting emails, you know, from upper management saying, you know, no, we're, you know, only the, you know, super crazy essential employees are allowed in. And there's heavy restrictions and yada, 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 and all that. Then we all came back and it was one of those, whatever work you can bill for today, you'll be paid for, and everything else will come out of your earned time.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
That sucks.
Well, yeah. They since turned around and we're all going to get paid for the day.
Oh, good.
Good. So anyway, you got this whole, you know, bureaucratic bullshit disaster, and they didn't even catch the guy. You know, not they didn't come close. It's not like, you know, he wily, you know, mastermind criminal, you know, escaped their clutches and laughed at him. You know, he was holed up somewhere in a boat that really wasn't even in the search area. And then they called it off, and some guy was like, hey, there's something funny with my boat.
It was not even that. It was some guy who was held up in his house all day, and he went out to get a pack of smokes.
Right. You know, so it's you know, the whole point is this was a textbook example of the failure of central command and control. Yeah. You know, the central command and control was completely and totally ineffective at the purported job they were supposed to be doing.
As if this was a surprise. I mean, this is essentially the same tactical response group that They shut down the entire Burlington Mall, which is a pretty goddamn big mall, and the guy who they were looking for, who had an umbrella, and that was
assault umbrella.
Yeah,
an assault umbrella. And he got called. He ended up turning himself in because he kept seeing his picture on the news.
Hey, that's me.
He goes, are you guys looking for me? And he was already at the it's right beside the Burlington Mall is the Leahy Clinic, and he had swung by the mall to do some shopping before his shift, and then went on and started his shift and was working, and then all of a sudden he suddenly started seeing all these news reports of some dude with a rifle. in the Burlington Mall, and realized, hey, that guy's dressed a lot like me, and actually turned himself in. So they shut down an entire mall, and had helicopters and all the all the ninja gear that you saw in the saw in the news for all of that, and all the dudes with the with the assault rifles and yada yada yada, and they totally missed the guy. They shut the barn door literally after the horse had left.
Well, it's just like the TSA, How many years has the TSA been in operation? Never caught a single terrorist at all, ever.
They may have caught the clap, though, a few times.
And the ones that have been caught got through them.
And were caught by
people on the planes.
Oh yeah, it's my general assessment that if you're on the terror watch list, you're safe. if you're on the terror watch list, then you can date my daughter.
And if you're on the terrorist watch list, Massachusetts will still give you fucking welfare.
Yeah.
And Deval Patrick will refuse to disclose the information. Go Coop Deval.
Well, and the latest rumor, I guess it's a rumor, I don't know what the hell to think about it, is the police came out with the guy, they shot up this guy's boat, claiming he was shooting at them, and there was some big gunfight and all this, and now they come back going, he didn't have a gun.
Yeah. They emptied two. They're just as bad as they're twice as bad as LAPD. LAPD fired 100 rounds at Toyota and only hit one person. They had to fire 200 rounds to hit this guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
The only difference is they actually hit the person they were trying to shoot, unlike...
Instead of the LAPD. Well, the question is, were they trying to get the boat, to shoot it up to catch it on fire or something,
They just really hated boats.
I guess, but,
They don't pay for their ammo.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't come out of their pocket.
I want to go down to that guy's house and get the brass.
Yeah. Cop brass.
Oh, shit. There's 200 fucking one-spotters.
Jay, it's probably 40, and neither one of us give a shit about that stuff.
But you see, it's again and again and again, we see this centralized, and honestly, I mean, you've seen the pictures. These guys, and I put it up on my blog, these guys look like the fucking Keystone Cops. They look like Mall Ninja summer camp guys. I mean, it's like they were you could just tell they got the toys to play with. It reminded me of the Alice's Restaurant song where they got so excited and they got to pull out all the toys that they never got to use, and they got to drive their armored cars around. They got to dress up in the armor and the BDUs and the helmets and walk through the streets with their ARs and M16s and it was a fucking joke.
Alan,
or the National Guard troopers in First Blood. That was that's another great allegory.
You know what? I'm watching it, and all I can hear in the background is hut 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 hut.
Yeah.
Hut, 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 hut. From the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
You could hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was like, oh, boy. You could hear Flounder. Oh, boy, is this great.
I know. It was just, oh, God. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They threw flashbangs, too.
Oh, ooh. Well, there you go.
They were really trying to catch it on fire. They were trying to do like mini Waco.
Yeah. But the thing is, boats aren't that easy to catch on fire. Yeah,
they're boats.
They're kind of designed that way.
I just want to throw out, speaking of Waco and, you know, April 15th through 19th, blah, 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 can I just send out a special fuck you to the pinheads going, oh, it's probably a right-wing extremist? Just have to do that.
Yeah. You know, how many times do you have to be wrong before you stop having that be your knee-jerk reaction?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. We'll give you Tim McVeigh.
Yeah.
Okay? There you go. You got him. You pinned him on us. Great.
Yeah.
We call that in the industry an exception that proves the rule.
Yeah. The outlier.
To be fair, these guys are the textbook definition of Caucasians.
Yes, they are, from the Caucasus.
That's right. They are from the Caucasus Mountains, or however it's pronounced.
Yeah. You know, it's. I was just laughing my ass off, you know, because these guys were in full on. They were like praying, you know, oh, God, please, God, let it be a white guy, you know. And, you know, it's funny because it was. But, oh, Muslim.
Just happened to be Muslim.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oops.
You know, they're not illegal immigrants, but close.
Yeah.
We're requesting political asylum. It's so horrible back there. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're moving back to live for a while.
Well, you know, and it's funny is because apparently you hear all this stuff about how the Russians were like, dude, we warned you about those guys.
Yeah.
Just like the Times Square bomber whose fucking dad was on the phone with the FBI as he walked into Heathrow Airport and paid for a one-way trip ticket to LaGuardia Airport or was it Kennedy? I can't remember, but he paid for it with cash, wearing like just like a pair, like a shorts and a t-shirt with no luggage.
That's not
just one of those. Geez, that didn't flag anybody.
Yeah. In the meantime, they're, you know, the TSA is giving, you know, physical pat downs to 5-year-olds and, you know, harassing people in wheelchairs and amputees and, you know, old ladies and, you know, guys in uniform and stuff like that.
My favorite response from the liberals on the Kablamov brothers. Well, the Russians let them leave Russia so they couldn't be that bad. Like, are you really listening to the words that come out of your mouth? Of course they let them go.
Yeah.
If they let them go, they don't have to arrest them, prosecute them. They don't have to spend any money. They have to wave bye-bye. Yeah.
They get to be somebody else's problem.
Yeah, yeah. Let me give you a hint. If a cartel soldier tries to get across the U.S. border into Mexico, and he's not carrying anything, we're fine with that. Go ahead.
Yeah. You're kidding. Eric Holder will give him an AR.
Oh yeah. Oh, sorry. You don't have an AR. Here's your AR.
What are you doing? You don't have an AR. Here, take this one.
Make sure to tell people you bought this at a gun show. Gun show.
Yeah. Here, take this. Take my personal FN-57 and shoot a beauty queen in the head with it.
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, I mean, this is, you know, despots have a long history of letting the criminals out to go somewhere else. I mean, come on, Castro's done it how many times? You know, clear the jail, send them to America.
Yeah, because of that, we got that fucking movie Scarface. World's worst remake of Macbeth. Even Robert Loggia couldn't save that piece.
Well, hell, Nevada just caught doing it with their mental patients. They were putting them on buses, one-way ticket to California.
Hey, California.
Here you go.
Well, it's true. I mean, if they do get to California, can you tell the difference?
No.
They'll be elected governor. Just ask Gray Davis.
Anyway, that call-in number, 214-530-0036. We mentioned the LA thing. The big news this week was the $4.2 million to the two women that were guilty of driving down the road, minding their own business.
Oh, I must have skimmed that article because I don't remember hearing the attempted murder charges for the.
Because there aren't any.
Oh, well, but wait a second.
Yeah.
How about violation of police protocol, because aren't they supposed to, you know,
nope.
if they don't see an immediate threat, aren't they supposed to tell them to come out of the car with their hands in the air?
Yeah, well. Yeah, every time a cop misbehaves or something like that, you know, they do the pro forma investigation and sweep it under the rug and say, yes, well, all procedures were followed. And
speaking of which, can I get me some fucking paid leave?
Yeah, no kidding. I'd love to get paid leave when I screw up.
To be fair, they're not on paid leave. They're just on they're driving a desk.
they're off patrol duties or something. Anyway,
right.
So yeah, this was the one where they tried to say, oh yeah, we'll give you a truck, but you got to treat it like a gift and you got to pay taxes on it. I can just imagine shot me.
I mean, it's one of those. I mean, I've got to say that from the, you know, that these people are probably definitely non-Wookiee suit people.
Of course not.
And they were delivering papers early in the morning, so I got to imagine that, you know, a few million dollars looks awfully nice to them. But
oh, hell yeah.
Hello, we got shot. I mean, both of them took lead.
Yep.
You know, it was, you know, nothing serious in both of them, thank goodness, because goodness gracious, you look at the... look at the back windshield. They were going for headshots.
See, that's what's amazing is all those bullet holes in that truck, and I think only one was like seriously hit.
Yeah,
and the other one was like grazed or something.
Why the hell are we spending all this money on tanks? We'll just issue Toyota Tacomas. You know?
Apparently, those. Yeah.
You know, built Ford tough. Hell, it won't stop bullets.
Yeah, Jay, you weren't at the Northeast Shooters Dodge Ram shoot, but like
even
a great big heavy pickup truck, the axles and the drive shaft and the engine block will stop even a 50 BMG, but
that's about it.
Everything else, even 9mm, will go through it like shit through a goose.
Which
remember Ross put a bunch of 32 right through the door.
Oh well, Ross at the car shoot where it was my Dodge Shadow.
Oh, that's right, the Shadow, yeah.
Yeah, he was using 380, but yeah, it went through. He was shooting the driver's side door of this car with a PPK in 380, and it was going through both sides.
Yep. Yeah, cars are not cover.
No.
They are concealment only,
and damn poor at that, because you know you can look under them.
Yeah,
that's true.
Which is funny, you know, because you see the Hollywood thing, right? You've seen it a couple of times in different movies and TV shows and stuff where that guy's like hiding behind the car and the other guy's like getting crafty and leaning down and looking and like shoots him in the foot or something. And I'm like, why the fuck did he just shoot through the car?
Yeah.
Well, that was the...
Because, you know, shit.
Well, maybe it wasn't his.
So?
Yeah. My wife and I were watching... that Liam Neeson movie,
Taken,
yeah, and that's a damn entertaining movie.
Was it Taken 1 or Taken 2?
I have not seen Taken 2, and I'm pretty sure I don't want to see Taken.
Actually, it's not that bad. It's just more of Liam Neeson going in and killing everyone he sees, which I can watch all day long. You know?
But at least as far as Taken 1, which I've watched a whole bunch of times, pretty much the rule of thumb for whoever the dipshit was that did the weapon side of it is if light can't pass through it, neither can bullets. There's a scene where he's driving through like a mining camp and people are shooting at his car with machine guns, and his car looks like Swiss cheese, and Liam Neeson doesn't get poured out of the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and he jumps behind a sofa at one point and that thing gets
I remember that. Yeah. The sofa is like,
again, if light can't pass through it, neither can bullets.
Sofa, not
windows aren't safe because light can pass through windows, but the car door of a Land Cruiser, that'll stop a 2.3
or a wallboard wall. Or I mean, come on, there is almost nothing in the average house that you can hide behind that will stop a bullet. I mean,
right.
Except maybe your gun safe, you know, maybe.
No. Or your lead lined refrigerator. That'll stop a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, right.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Oh, goodness. All right, yeah. Alan, it's 10 o'clock.
I know. It's about that time. The only other topic. Callers? The only other, no, we don't have any callers. I guess we they gave up on us.
Yeah, they weren't talking to Breida. They don't.
Yeah, I know. They don't want to talk to us. Anyway, the only other topic we hadn't covered was the 55 minutes for the cops to arrive story, which is just, you know, yeah, you don't need a gun. Call a cop. Yeah.
When seconds count, the cops are an hour away.
Yeah. And that, this wasn't just, you know, this was, you know, the guy is in her house. The dispatcher hears the gunshot. Right. You know, it's like active shooter in the house, and the cops take an hour to get there. And this is not like someplace out in the country where they have to drive 45 minutes to get there.
Suburb of fucking Chicago.
Exactly.
They looked it up.
Yeah. This is like Plano is to Dallas. I mean, it's a bedroom community of Chicago. There is absolutely if there was a cop station further than, you know, 10 minutes out, I would be shocked.
The cops should have been able to walk there inside of 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. Oh, hey, we got a caller.
Woo!
Hello, area code 360. And if this is who I think it is, you're not in Olympia,
yes,
Washington.
Yes, it is. No, I'm not for a few more days, but we'll be back.
Awesome.
I figure I should call in on my last Thursday in Hawaii.
Ooh, all right. And Brita's not here for you to harass her about it, too, so...
No, I've been harassing her on Facebook about it, so I get the
good
warm weather.
Once you get 14 inches of snow today?
No, but my dad's getting mad that I keep calling it the land of ice and snow, considering it hasn't really snowed all winter. Which makes sense, because this winter he has my snow blower, so of course you wouldn't need to use it.
Exactly. That's how it works. Wash the car, it rains.
Yeah, every damn time.
Well,
what are you talking about? My car gets washed every time.
It rains every day in Hawaii.
That's why I switched to water activated wax, because it was always raining on me when I was waxing the car. That way it just makes it easier to take off. Thanks for the help.
There you go. Well,
I cannot believe how many people in Boston just let the cops just walk right over them.
The whole city did.
You know, they weren't even in active pursuit. It wasn't like, you know, hey, we saw the guy run in there. At least then I can sort of understand, clear out the house and let's check the house. It's just, hey, this house looks suspicious. It's in Boston.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it isn't the water supply here.
Yeah.
Guns are bad unless it's attached to, you know, to some patent leather boots.
Yeah,
and a shiny shield. Oh yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, Radis has the whole you know, Boston cops run on Dunkins. I was stuck at home.
Oh yeah,
because my lab was completely on lockdown, and there were no cabs and no public transit, and just nothing. You know, nothing was going on. But the Dunkies were open.
Hey, if you'd have worked at a Dunkin' Donuts, they probably would have sent a car to pick you up and take you there.
I'm sure the cops would have. I know I would have. When I was a cop, it's like, huh.
Let's get this guy to the donut store. He's got a job to do.
Sorry, citizen. There's a full lockdown. I'm a Dunkin' Donuts employee. Here, let me be an escort.
Yeah. They didn't say anything about the smoke shops. Because what about the smoke breaks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh well.
So what's your line? What do you the cops knock on your door? What do you do?
Well, unless I know them, because I actually do know a lot of enforcement officers, in which one I give them a beer. But if I don't know you, if you ain't got a warrant, you ain't coming in the house. You know, I can talk to you fine through the door. That's why it's got a window that's open, so you can hear me and you can see me, but you ain't coming in.
Get a warrant.
Yep. I've actually got a doormat that says got warrants with a question mark on it.
Nice.
And that stays out front. And a couple of my cop friends have been like, man, that's just me. Like, well, it's also the law.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. We'll let it slide. Like, I need your damn permission.
We'll let it slide, asshole. Damn.
He hasn't been back for a beer and poker night either, so, you know.
Oh, well.
Maybe he'll learn.
Hey, we got one more caller, and we need to go, so thanks for calling in.
Okay,
and hey, good luck on your trip back to stateside.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank God.
And we actually do have one more caller. And this is area code 352. Hello.
Yeah, it's Radis again.
Oh, Radis.
I remembered what I was going to bitch about.
Okay, good.
Okay, I put up a link in the chat. It's the Boston cop that delivered milk to the family that ran out.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, well, if they weren't doing that, they could have done what they do every other day.
Yeah.
Go out and get it themselves.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was particularly vile because it's like, you know, the velvet cover over the steel glove, you know, it's, yeah. Oh yes, you're in lockdown and you can't go anywhere, but here, have some milk.
The one thing is, and I got to stand up just a little bit, that one cop, that was nice for him to do.
Of course it was.
You didn't have to.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose sight that for him, that was a genuinely nice human thing to do.
Yeah, Jay, one
it's
person
too
doing
bad
something
he
nice.
Had to do
yeah.
it. That's the point.
Yep.
That is the point. You know, it's like, you know, if they weren't doing something so stupid, it would have been over hours beforehand because the guy would have went outside, hey, who's screwing with my boat?
Yep.
You know? Yep.
Well, you know, it's the old say, you know, they don't, you know, you don't get to go commit a murder and then, you know, go, you know, donate a bunch of money to charity and have it, you know, have them go, oh, well, okay. You know, we'll let the murder slide because you're a nice guy, you know. I mean, it doesn't.
Well, if you have enough money, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, come on. Doing a good thing doesn't offset doing a bad thing.
Oh, yeah, doing a good thing, yeah. You know, the axe murderer giving to someone, you know, chocolates. Yeah, okay, no, you're still an axe murderer.
Exactly.
But
you're just because you deliver milk and you personally are a nice guy doesn't mean you're also not a, you know, jackbooted thug committing, unconstitutional acts.
Yeah.
But that
was what I was going to bitch about before.
Well, I'm glad you called back and bitched about it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Because I see it in some of the blogs. Yeah, that excuses everything.
Yep.
You know, one good deed excuses everything.
Nope.
from all the screw ups.
Yep.
You know, because they don't do that. They don't lock down because they have a bank robbery or
no, they
or
don't
something else.
Yes.
You know.
That's the good point, Jay. Because
you made one of the greatest points.
This is
going to be the new no-knock raid.
It is. Now that they've done it once, they'll do it more often. Because, hey, they get to play with the toys. It's just like the SWAT thing, you know, where the SWAT, when they first started doing SWAT, it was very rare. It was like they almost never deployed SWAT. Now it's like all the time. Now they got people, you know, used to be SWAT was like, you know, a side job, you know. Now it's like full time.
Oh, now they do it just for something to do.
Right, exactly, just to justify it.
Quite literally. I mean, look at that poor bastard in Ogden who had like two fucking pot plants.
Right.
Oh my fucking God, what a harm to society.
Yeah. Now that
two pot plants that he was smoking all by himself.
Right.
And they fucking kicked down his door when he had a steady job that he had a great attendance record with at the Walmart up the street. They could have gotten him out of his house, which is a gun-free zone.
Right.
So, therefore, it's at least a reasonable concern that they could have waited for him to come out into his driveway and hit him in the driveway.
Yeah, but that wouldn't look good as good on the news.
And do a traffic stop.
Weird. That isn't how they do that. You know that.
I know, because meanwhile, at the same time, you know, Chance linked a while back on a guy that was a drug dealer. He was wanted for a couple of murders. He was known to be armed and dangerous.
Oh, yeah, they're not going in his house.
Instead of deploying the SWAT team, they called him up and told him he had won a free TV and nailed him when he went to go get his TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what you do, you know,
so
when you're afraid
you
that they're going to actually going
to
shoot you.
You don't need to use a SWAT team.
Right. Yep.
The SWAT team goes in to stomp the kittens. Yep.
Yeah, I bet you see more of these. I bet you now they got a taste for it, you're gonna see more of these armored car on the street exercises.
I know you're right, but I hope the fuck you're not.
Depends on the state, Alan. I don't think they'd take to it kindly in Texas or.
It depends on the city.
It depends on the city, of course. Austin would be fine. You know, Austin would love it, but what are the other hippie cities in Texas? But
well, it gets kind of weird. Austin's the only one that's really hippie.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of liberals in Houston, but they have guns too. So
yeah,
it's
there is that.
All right, man, we gotta wrap it up. So thanks for calling.
We're over.
Bye. Okay. Night.
And that's it. It didn't totally suck.
Nah.
So
somebody got a chuckle out of it.
Yeah, I hope so.
And if you got a chuckle out of it, you're a sick son of a bitch. Seek help.
Yeah, that's right. Professional. We will be off next week because we're all going to be coming to Houston for the NRA convention, and
I'll be fresh from probulation.
Yeah, we just don't feel like doing it.
I'm bringing my metal Bill of Rights with me.
Good.
I'll be interested to see how that works.
We'll do a show. I don't know. We'll probably do a show the week after the. Shit! What day is that? The next week.
The week after.
The 9th. May 9th. And we'll tell you about all the fun things we did that you weren't here for in Houston, which I always hate, but I don't care. I always hate those where the journalists, you know, hey, I'm a journalist. I'm going to do something you never get to do in your entire life, like, you know, flying a jet or whatever. You know those ones where they do that. So anyway. Oh, look, everybody's going away. I feel like I'm talking to dead air. Nobody's listening.
I'm listening, Alan.
Okay. All right. Well, good night, everybody. We're done.